First, we want to tell you about Golf Away Tours. Have you ever thought about taking a cool road trip for golf and maybe a big road trip for golf? The guy on the line here to tell us all about it is the guy to go to for this, and that's TJ Rule. TJ, good morning. Brian, Kevin, and Jeff here with you.
Hey, morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing very well, and we want to ask you, of course, about everything that you do. For those that are hearing you for the first time, Golf Away Tours is, I know, a company that you're involved with. Tell us a little bit about what you guys do.
Well, we basically just organize golf adventures and experiences and sort of lifetime experiences around the world, and send people all over the world playing golf. And so, if you have a bucket list golf experience, that's what we do. We custom design all trips to all destinations around the world. So if anybody's looking to go to the UK or Ireland or Australia, New Zealand, wherever you want to go, we can organize it and make sure that it's the best experience you can have.
TJ, and I had opportunity, and it was awesome. Best golf trip I've ever taken was last October. I went with Golf Away Tours to Ireland, Southwest Ireland. TJ was on the trip, took care of everything, and it was fantastic.
I think TJ's got the best job, by the way.
Yeah,
last
no, he does. Yes, yeah.
Too. Yeah.
If you follow him on Twitter, you look at some of these photos. I mean, there's one you've above Cape Town, South Africa. Pretty cool golf trip there. But I want to talk about Ireland specifically, and the trip that we took, Southwest Ireland, because I have a couple of buddies who went, and I said, hey, who just went? I go, who'd you go through? It's like, well, we kind of booked it ourselves. And I'm like, we kind of hesitated. They're like, well, there were some challenges with it. So there are advantages to going through TJ Golf Away Tours, the custom part, and just, knowing the ins and outs and where to go, where to stay, and who to use driver-wise, correct?
Yeah, I mean, that's it. A lot of people try to book it on their own, and that can be done, and some people enjoy doing that, but we take all care of all the issues and make sure that you don't have to learn everything about it. We know the destinations, and we know the right drivers, and we know how to structure an itinerary so it reduces the amount of driving, for example, and maximizes your time to golf and enjoy Ireland for what it is, for the pubs, for some of the nightlife, but also some of the attractions and other touristy things that you can do when you're not golfing. So, been there many times myself, obviously, and we organize a lot of trips over there. So it's what we do.
Well, the other thing, and I think this is key because, golf's the reason to go. You know which courses to make sure are on the itinerary, and they're all good, but there are some not to miss. And people ask me, did you play Old Head? I'm like, yes. Like, oh, wish we would have done that. I mean, that's one on the not miss, if you can work it in there, Old Head. What are some of – tell people about Old Head, and then maybe another one that's a can't miss, one not to miss if you're going to Southwest Ireland.
Well, Old Head is a pretty special experience. It's not a traditional Irish links golf course, so you're not going to get that, but what you're going to get is that wow factor. It's just one of those courses where you stand there on any of the tees and you're just kind of blown away. It's up, perched a couple hundred feet above the water on this little peninsula, and you're just not going to get views that are any better than that. And so it's definitely a spot where, even though it's a little bit out of the way and kind of on its own, away from some of the other top-end golf courses, it's worth the trek down there because it's pretty special. The other courses in that area, Ballybunion is obviously the one that's talked about the most, ranked top 30 or 40 in the world. Two golf courses there, but the Old Course is just a really special experience. Lahinch is another one down in the southwest that most people like to play. And Waterville down very at the end of the Ring of Kerry, so it's a beautiful drive to get there. Very challenging golf course, but super fun to play. So there are some great ones there, but there's also some other ones that people don't really know so much about that guys just love to play. And Tralee is one that people just rave about. The back nine there, some people say, is the best nine holes in Ireland. So there's just so much good golf down there, and it's a pretty special place to go.
Yeah, Tralee was great. I'm only saying that because I played my best at Tralee, and I was on the back nine, as a matter of fact. One other place I wanted to mention, not Ireland, but I think this is Ireland-related. I haven't been there, but St. Kitts, right? I mean, it's not just Ireland, Scotland, Europe that you're looking at. Caribbean destinations, warmer climate, St. Kitts is a place.
Yeah, well, for all of us up here in the northern part of the country, we like to get away in the winter. And so There are lots of great destinations in the Caribbean, there really are, but the one of them that a lot of people don't know about, it's an emerging golf destination, and that's St. Kitts and Nevis. And right now there are two great golf courses there, and they're building two more that are going to be very special. And it's just a place that's a little bit different from other Caribbean experiences in the sense that you go there and just the people are great. It's a very safe destination. You don't just go there and sit on the resort for the whole time. You know, they want you to go out and experience the island culture and see a lot of the island and get to meet the people. And, you know, you can walk from the resort down to these, you know, the strip of beach bars and restaurants where, you know, it's just a different experience. The cuisine is fantastic, you know, with the seafood and everything. The people are great. That's what really makes the destination special. And, you know, the two golf courses that are there are very different. They're both very, very nice golf courses. A real wide range of resorts, anything from, you know, the four-star, the nice four-star up to, you know, high upscale five/six-star resorts that are just spectacular. It's a pretty special spot, and a lot of people don't know about it, so we're trying to spread the word because, you know, they'll love it if people go down there.
TJ Rule is the person to contact. You can check out all the cool pictures, information, golfawaytours.com. You can follow him on Twitter as well, at golfawaytours. TJ. TJ, thanks again for joining us. We'll talk again soon here on the show. Appreciate you coming on.
Sounds good. Have a great morning, guys.
All right, thanks.
Thanks.
You too. Yeah, very cool thing to do. Take one of those dream golf trips.
Hey, think about it now, right? Yep. If you want to go in the winter, a place like St. Kitts, you want to Ireland, you got to start planning now.
I'm even thinking if, you know, you got the itch, thinking if something this summer, even want to go drive north to Canada, play some of those courses in the summer that are beautiful. You got those great views. You know, you can do that in the summer, obviously. Yeah. And TJ can hook you up with something there, a little bit more spur-of-the-moment sort of thing.
Contact him. Yeah. I'm telling you, you'll thank me when you go on the trip because, as he mentioned, it's not just, hey, you want to make sure you get on the right courses at the right time, get in the right rotation, restaurants, all transportation, all those things, takes care of all the details. They'll do it custom. And it was just an incredible experience, not having to worry about anything when we went.